Good morning, everyone. This is Deborah Cooper, advice columnist on SurvivingDating.com, AskHeartbeat.com, and Examiner.com, San Francisco edition, here to share some insight with you on dating and relationships to make your relationships better, more rewarding, more fun, more of everything, except filled with drama. And now we're going to talk about some kind of drama relationships that are very, very common in the Black community, and that is women dating what guys refer to as thugs. You know, I refer to them really as street dudes. You know, they're raised up in the hood. They have kind of a street mentality about life, and I think that's a more all-encompassing umbrella than to say thugs, because to me, a thug is a criminal. I mean, I'm talking about a rock slinger, somebody who's killed somebody or trying to. I mean, you know, these guys are criminals. But there's a whole group of guys who are not necessarily criminals, but they still have more of that kind of, you know, ghetto hood rat mentality about how they see life. And, you know, they want to get their hustle on. They don't necessarily look to have a job, that kind of thing. So, you know, I'd like to call them, like I said, I call them street dudes. And there is a whole culture of these kinds of young men and women too that are out in the dating pool. And what's been really interesting is to see how attractive these guys are to so many women. I mean, you would think sometimes, you know, not even women that are, that you would, you would think that someone who was living that kind of lifestyle, who grew up in the hood, the projects or whatever, would be naturally inclined to pick a guy like that, right? Because they're very similar. They understand each other. They have the same background, the same, you know, they've gone to the same school. They have the same friends, grew up in the same neighborhood. They have the common ground that a lot of couples use as the basis to establish a relationship. Okay, I get that. But what do you have when you have a young woman who grew up in a middle-class suburban neighborhood suddenly dating this, you know, sagging pants, grill wearing, earring wearing, you know, leaning to the side dude that can barely utter a straight, you know, a complete sentence. And so, you know, her parents are looking at her like, have you lost your mind? And all her friends are looking at her like, have you gone crazy? But she just really, you know, wrapped up with this guy. Now, I have to admit, these kind of relationships don't tend to last very long. But unfortunately, what happens with the young women, by the time they, you know, get out of that phase and get over that need for that kind of excitement in their life, some of them have, you know, a kid or two or more by this guy. They may even have an STD. They've suffered some kind of violence, either domestic violence or, you know, some other kind of violence by being in the environment where this guy and his friends are. So it becomes kind of, it's kind of a concern, especially if this is your daughter and that's not really the kind of environment that you've raised her to be in. So I wanted to kind of talk about this attraction, and because I think I understand it, not all of it, but I think I understand why the women do it. I just think there should be some guidelines put down for how to do it successfully. And I know that sounds crazy. It's like, how can you date a thug successfully? And I believe there are some ways that you can do this. Now, if you have a comment, you have a question, you have a story to share, I'd love to hear from you. The number to call in here at the studio is 310-928-7733. That's 310-928-7733. If you're shy and you don't want to be on the air, we understand. You can send an email. You know, we'll read your email on the air. It's innerlightradio@yahoo.com. Or you can Skype in, if you're a Skype user, at @inner_light_radio. That's our Skype username. So three ways you can contact us: by phone, by email, or by Skype. And we'll be happy to take your comments or questions on the air. So let's start by defining, you know, what is a thug? Okay, I kind of went into that. I think that it's a guy who, in my world, it's a guy who is a criminal. He's doing something illegal. Okay, so that makes him a criminal. He's broken the law. Like I said, there are a lot of guys that are in that environment that have not broken the law. They still have that same mentality, though. They dress like that. They look like that. You know, they treat women like that. And that's one of the problems as well. Now, there is a perception that all these street dudes have a negative impression of women, that they treat women badly, that they are users of women, that they abuse women, they want to get everything that they can from a woman, and that may be true in many instances. However, I can say this. These are guys that also respect somebody who has strength. So a woman who folds and just gives them everything, I mean, I don't really know too many men that are going to resist. If you lay down like a rug, ladies, you're going to get walked on. And it doesn't matter if the guy is an MBA or if he is a street dude that barely got a GED. That's human nature. If you act like a weak fool, you are going to get treated like one. So, you know, I realize that may be what that happens, but, you know, when I interact with these kinds of guys, I find that they have a great deal of respect for people that respect themselves, for people that demand respectful treatment. They'll give it to you because that's the code. That's, you know, the way it is on the street. You conduct yourself like a respectful person, you get respect. So, I kind of struggle with that one. I also struggle with it because the implication is that, if you get you a college man, you know, get you a professional black man, you know, these things won't happen to you. That is such a lie. You think that people that have a degree don't abuse women? You think that because a man's been to college, he won't kick your butt? That's not true. And a lot of the guys that are in college, you know, they're using drugs and everything. They might not be selling the drugs, but they're using the drugs. So, you know, women, you can't really escape the vetting process. You've got to spend time investigating a man's character, and it doesn't matter where he's from. I mean, if, you know, street dude is not for you, I'm not trying to say that it should be. I'm just saying that not every guy who's from the hood is a bad guy, and every guy who goes to college or is raised in the suburbs or has a two-parent home is a good guy. There's responsibility on women's part to investigate the man. If there's something about him, of course, that you don't like right off the bat, it could be his looks. It could be, you know, some smell. It could be that he's, you know, the eyes are red because he's drunk or, you know, whatever. I mean, whatever is the issue that you don't like, you know, you certainly are entitled to eliminate him immediately for that and that reason alone. But I just don't want people to get caught up in these stereotypes and thinking that every guy from the hood is bad and every guy from some other place is good. That's not true.